This is Rob Castellano for AmazingAvenue.com. Today we're lucky enough to be here with Francisco Pena of the St. Lucie Mets. Francisco, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. Thanks for being here today. Let me start off by first asking about your foot injury. You had a stress fracture early in the season, which caused you to miss most of the year. How's that feeling right about now?
I'm pretty good right now. You know, the beginning of the season was a little bit frustrated, you know. But it's usual, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm pretty healthy right now and pretty confident with the job I'm doing and just try to come healthy next year and try to have a good season.
Oh, that's a good attitude. Now, you've been pretty strong since you come back onto the field. How do you feel at the plate right now? And also, how do you feel behind the plate since you come back?
No, I feel great. You know, it's a work in progress. You know, I just have a couple games, like about 7 games right now. And it's just trying to get my confidence back, you know. I feel great catching and feel great hitting and just try to keep it up, you know.
Yeah, that sounds good. Now, are you planning to play any winter ball this offseason to kind of make up for the time that you missed?
Yeah, I'm going to play back home in the Dominican Republic, so at least I'll try to get my time that I didn't play here in the States, try to play in the Dominican, you know. It's a good league over there, and I try to take advantage of that.
Yeah, I know that's a great league. I know that Fernando Martinez, another one of the prospects up in Buffalo right now, played in one of the teams there last year, and he talked really highly of it.
Yeah, it's a real good league. You can learn a lot with all those big leaguers playing there, and hopefully just try to learn from everybody, you know, try to learn from all the big leaguers around and just take advantage, how I said.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, now, a big issue for you has been your high strikeouts and your low walks. Now, is that something that you're working on? Because it's looking a little bit better this year.
Yeah. I'm working on that. You know, if, you know, young guys like me, they like to swing at the bat, you know, but that's true. I just try to work on getting some more pitches and try to learn a little bit more of the strike zone. I think it's going to be much better when I get that.
All right. Well, now, ever since you first signed with the team, scouts have said, oh, this guy might be too big to stay behind the plate, especially once he gets a little older and he gets a little bit bigger. How do you feel about that?
You know, at the beginning of my career, they used to say that, and it was true, but I've been working on my body, and it's been much better now, and I've been working on it, you know, so they can see what I can do behind the plate catching, and I'm really high. I got a high expectation what I can do behind the plate. And everybody can know what I can do catching.
All right. Well, speaking of that, I've actually wondered about this a lot. How often do you get instruction behind the plate from your dad? Because obviously, your dad, the Yankees bench coach Tony Pena, that guy knows quite a bit about catching at the major league level. Do you talk to him a lot during the season or mainly in the winter?
I talk to my dad every day. Talk to my dad every day. Don't get me wrong, the catcher instructor here with the Mets, they're doing a great job with me, but, you know, most of the time when I'm not around them, like, he's my dad, you know, he wants the best thing for me, and the offseason, he's going to be my manager, so I'll bet you he's going to be doing a lot of work with me, trying to get me better.
Well, do you think it's going to be tough playing for your dad?
I don't think so. I played for him last year for 15 games, and it was a lot of fun playing with him, playing with my dad, and playing with my brother, so it was a little bit of fun.
Yeah, that sounds like it could be a really good time. Now, do you ever give him a hard time since he's a Yankee and now you're a Met?
No, it's baseball, man. It's baseball, and you got to respect everybody's decision, you know? It's just baseball, and how to tell you, you know, it's we've been on a family, and we know how to handle all the stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, now, is it hard to be the son of such like a well-respected former catcher, since people from the very start have had very high expectations for you just because your last name is Pena, basically?
Well, it depends. Sometimes it is, sometimes not. You just gotta create your own name, you know. My dad had his name. Now I'm trying to get my name on the middle, you know.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to do right now.
All right. Well, here's an interesting one. What would you say is the difference between calling games down at Savannah, where you were last year, and St. Lucie?
It's a big difference. You know, this is a pitcher's league. You know, parks are a little bit bigger here, and the wind is a little bit different. But you know, it's it depends on the pitcher. If they throw strikes and they're doing a real good job, it's going to be easier for you. But it depends with the hitters, too. The hitters have a little bit more of experience here in the high A league, and they have a pretty good idea of what they're doing now, hitting.
All right. Now, for you personally, what do you feel are your biggest strengths and also your biggest weaknesses as a player?
My biggest weakness has been right now my staying healthy, you know. I've never been injured, and just try to stay healthy. And my strength is just my catching, and I know I can do a real good job hitting if I try to get the my walks and try to get a little bit more of an idea and my strike zone.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Now, what is that probably the biggest thing you've worked on this year, or what would you say is the biggest thing you've worked on with your coaches?
You know, I couldn't be doing nothing because of my injury, but, you know, the coaches got real good confidence on me, and they just let us play, you know. They let us play and try to work on every little stuff that you need.
Okay. Now, can you tell me about baseball back when you were a kid? Were you always a catcher or that sort of thing?
Yeah, I always catch, you know. I always want like to be like my dad, just put my leg outside, try to squat down the low as I can, and just have fun. You know, when you're a kid, you just like to play every position, but I always like to be like trying to be the leader of the team. You know, the catcher is like being the quarterback of the team, so that was my idea, just trying to be a catcher.
Okay, and when you were young, did you spend a lot of time around the major league teams that your dad played for, and what was that like?
Yeah, I learned, like, just being on a club around my dad, just being with all those big leaguers, and just having a real, real great time as a kid. You know, that's a real good dream, being a son of a major leaguer. That's a lot awesome, real awesome. Sometimes it's tough, too, because you don't have your dad around the house. You know, you're in another country, and your dad is in the States, and your mom has to stay at home with you. It's a little bit tough, but it's a real good time when you're in the summer here with your dad.
Yeah, I can see how that would be good and bad. All right, well, I usually like to end these off with a few quick personal questions just to kind of get a better feel for you guys off the field. So, first one is, what would you say is your favorite TV show?
TV show?
Yeah.
Baseball Tonight.
Baseball Tonight, all right. How about, what was the last movie you saw?
Last movie I saw? Inception.
Inception, how'd you like it?
It was a pretty good movie. Real, real good movie. A little bit tough to understand it, but it's pretty good.
I thought so, too. I liked that one a lot. Now, if I turned your iPod on right now, what would be playing?
Latin music. Probably some reggaeton or some Juan Luis Guerra.
All right, reggaeton. Now, very last one. Who was your favorite baseball player growing up, maybe other than your dad, and why?
Eddie Murray, when he used to be with the Cleveland Indians, or Manny Ramirez.
Oh, Manny. You're a Manny guy, huh?
Yep.
All right. All right, well, I guess that about wraps it up. Francisco, thanks so much for talking with us today, and good luck coming back from the injury, and good luck in winter ball this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.
Okay.